He had a blue serge suit when we married. Dark blue serge suit. And that's the hardest thing to keep clean. And it's pretty. Look real pretty on him. You know, that would be very expensive now. But it was hard to keep clean. And it wasn't easy to get dry cleaning done like you do now. And I said, you just need your suit cleaned or something like that. I said, you look better. But he liked wide ties, and he would not wear a narrow one. And when he died, the narrow ones were in style. And he had some wide ones in there, and I've always regretted that I didn't go put a wide one on. But I went on and put that little narrow one on because it was style then. And, but he was never very bad. He always kept himself.
Would you name the different parts of the man's suit?
Well, he had coat and vest. The vest was always buttoned right down this way. And trousers. And suspenders sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if his pockets sometimes be, well, your father probably in the store might have his pockets so full that it would look like this. You'd say, well, his pockets are...
His pockets are full.
They're just... They're
bulging. Bulging.
Out.
They were bulging.
And if you bought a new shirt for a man in those days and you would wash it in real hot water, what would it do?
It would shrink it.
Just all the time, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah, all the time, because if it hadn't, then there wasn't pre-shrunk. And you were careful about that. And they had to be starched. And the collars put on separately sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Button back thing.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm interested in here is how people would say something like this. This coat, it doesn't fit me this year, but last year it what?
Last year it was full. What you talking about?
This year it doesn't fit, but last year it.
It's too large.
Would you say fitted or fit? Or last year it fit me fine. Or?
You could. Last year it fit me fine, and this year. It doesn't fit. Last year I was thinner, so the coat fit me fine. That's just about like that.
Mm-hmm. And if you are tired of, if somebody has a hole in his suit and he's had it for many years, you say, well, he better break down and buy a...
New outfit.
New outfit. Okay. And to switch for a minute now to... And again, we've talked about some of these things, but I'd like to ask you some other questions about food. Do people, when they take a bite of food in the old days, what did they call that when they were
chewing?
Is that did they ever say anything else? Just chewing.
And masticating the food.
They never say chomp or.
No, I never. Well, a lot of people did. Especially the people that had dentures, they say you hear them a clacking.
Mm-hmm. The food's so tough I can hardly
stand this.
Or he might say, now this food is so tough I can hardly
chew it, that's sort of masticate. I've heard him say masticate, chew it.
And if another word for food might be what?
Vittles.
All right. Okay.
VLCTUAL.